I mean, obviously, you know, I have to play better. I mean, it's something that I can't do. I turned the football over three times and got it right. And right now, just have to figure out a way to, you know, to help get us into the end zone. And that's what we need. That's what I have to do.
How much input did you have in the game plan last week, and might you have a little more this week?
I mean, with me, I did have input in the game plan, and that's something that, you know, as you go throughout the course of the week, you start what you like and what you don't like. So, I don't expect that to change this week, and that's something that, you know, between today and Friday, you know, I have better indication of what I like moving forward.
The thing that will, Antonio Brown back in there, what kind of a difference does that make with him in there as an alternative for you?
I mean, depending on how his week goes, I mean, I can determine on, you know, what our formation pack, what our packages is, are for the week. So, you know, we'll be encouraged as we go through. So I think right now, I know he's excited to get back on the field. It's been a while for him. And, you know, I'll be excited as well.
Charlie, what specifically do you think will go better this week?
For me, and making better decisions. You know, the three turnovers that just can't happen, especially when you're moving the football. I think right now, just getting back on the practice field, going out there, making sure I get the timing with the receivers, and making sure that, you know, I'm doing whatever it takes to go out there and put this team in the end zone.
You talked about the deep ball to Mike after the game that hit off of Ward's head. You said if I put that out there 3 yards more, do you still have that 3 yards more?
2-3 yards more, absolutely. I mean, that's something that, you know, when you're going that deep and trying to make a decision 50 yards down the field on his angle, I mean, that's something that you have, you know, that I have to figure out a way to get that ball in front of him, because I think that's a potential 70, 80-yard touchdown pass in that situation. So, you know, you just make sure that you continue to work on that timing.
But you don't have any concerns about your game speed arm or getting it to the sideline, getting it deep?
Not at all.
Rarely, if ever, Charlie, has that come into question for you?
Say it again, I'm sorry.
Rarely, if ever, has decision-making been a question for you? That's always been a very strong point of yours. Did that come into play because there had been such a choppy effect to the offense with the turnovers and the penalties? Did you feel like you needed big chunks? Is that maybe why you pushed the ball to Mike deep down the sideline of double coverage there?
No, I mean, every situation is different throughout the course of the game. And for me, you know, when you're in those critical situations, I just have to make better decisions. I mean, the last interception was a first down play. I mean, I didn't necessarily need to have that ball pushed down the field the way that I did. I could easily checked it down and then continue to play ball. But, you know, anytime that you have situations like that, you would love for to have those back. And fortunate for me, I wasn't. And right now, that's why, you know, you get back on the field and get ready for Baltimore.
Is there any difference in this Ravens defense than the Ravens defenses that you may have gone up against and seen in the past?
No, because we just seen them 2 weeks ago. And, you know, they did a lot of good things on their side that kind of messed with us. Defensively, and I'm sure we're going to continue to see that. We'll see an added element that they're going to add this week, and, you know, we just have to prepare for everything.
How weird is that, though, to have to face? I know you didn't get in there, but how weird is it to face a team like this you know so well just within 2 weeks, basically?
No, it's definitely weird, but this is the way that the schedule was dealt. We knew we were going to be dealing with this 2 weeks ago, you know, at the same time, or when the schedule came out. So it's nothing that surprised us. Right now, and right now, what we have to do is prepare for him.
Do you expect Ben to lobby hard to play?
I mean, I've been around him long enough. I mean, I'm sure he's been lobbying the last couple of weeks. So, I mean, that'll be something that, you know, him and Coach Tomlin will talk about.